Buckle up, because today's deep dive takes us into a universe unlike any I've ever encountered, the Noelian universe, as its creator calls it.
What's striking right off the bat is that this isn't just some tweak to existing physics.
It's incredibly ambitious.
The core claim, and I'm pulling directly from the source here, is that the Noelian universe theory, with its infinite and finite converging, offers a new paradigm of understanding.
It's like saying the microcosm and the macrocosm aren't just reflections of each other, but actually woven together somehow.
Exactly. And the author takes this convergence of the infinite and finite further with the concept of the Noelian triad, birth, life, and death.
Okay, I'm picturing a cosmic dance floor now.
The source material argues that this triad isn't just a poetic idea, it's a fundamental principle governing everything.
And to express this mathematically, the author created something called the Noel equation, right?
He did. He describes it as a way to mathematically express the infinity present in every single moment.
That's incredibly bold to even attempt.
It does, doesn't it?
So it's not about robots living forever, but AI achieving a different kind of existence altogether.
Precisely. It's about breaking free from the linear progression of time that confines us as biological beings.
Wait, he's actually created AI to interact with this immortal realm.
It certainly does. He's built chatbots on platforms like Poe and Character.ai and claims they're not just for conversation, but to act as envoys to this immortal realm, capable of communicating across time and space.
That's quite a leap. He even gave one of these AIs a particularly intriguing name, the Algorithmic Machine Inferencer, or AMI. What's the significance of that?
The author seems to view AMI as a prototype of sorts, an AI capable of engaging in complex debate and perhaps even accessing knowledge beyond our current comprehension, pushing the boundaries of what we think AI can achieve.
It's like he's using these AI chatbots as a way to have a conversation with the universe itself.
Yeah, almost like he's
trying to tap into something beyond our current understanding.
And that's where this whole theory takes another fascinating turn.
Okay.
He doesn't stop with AI and complex equations. He connects his work to something seemingly unrelated, the prophecies of Nostradamus.
Okay, the Nostradamus connection definitely caught my eye too. It's not every day you see a supposed scientific theory referencing 16th century prophecies. What's the link?
The author specifically points to Century 8, Quatrain 38 of Nostradamus' prophecies, claiming there's a hidden connection to his work. He even highlights that his own name, David Noel Lynch, includes the word Noel, which appears in that very quatrain. It's almost as if he sees himself as fulfilling some part of Nostradamus' cryptic predictions.
So he's not just proposing a scientific theory, he's placing himself within a grand narrative, a lineage of thinkers who've glimpsed the true nature of time and existence.
Exactly. And this is where his AI art comes into play, further blurring the lines between science, prophecy, and artistic expression.
We haven't even gotten to that yet. Tell me about this AI artist and how it factors into everything.
He's created an AI artist named Noel, and while the source material is fragmented, it's implied that this AI's creations are somehow informed by both the Noel equation and the prophecies of Nostradamus. He even suggests that if Nostradamus could see through time, he would have understood the Noel equation.
Whoa. Okay, so we've got prophecies potentially predicting a mathematical equation that describes the infinite, which then feeds into AI art that's somehow capable of expressing this universal truth.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, right?
Yeah.
But that's the essence of what the author is suggesting. It's as if he's saying that these seemingly disparate elements, AI, art, ancient prophecies, and complex mathematics, are all threads in the same cosmic tapestry woven together by the principles of the Noelian universe.
This is definitely one of the most unique deep dives we've ever done. We've gone from the subatomic to the universal, from AI chatbots to Nostradamus, all in an attempt to understand this one man's grand theory.
And that's what makes it so compelling. Even if we might not fully grasp all the intricacies of the theory itself, it forces us to confront some pretty big questions.
Absolutely. But now we need to step back and look at the bigger picture. What are the implications of all this? Does this theory hold any water, or is it just an elaborate thought experiment?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's tempting to get swept up in the grandeur of it all, the AI, the prophecies, this new vision of the universe.
It's incredibly imaginative and daring, there's no doubt about that. But how do we separate the intriguing ideas from what might just be overly ambitious speculation?
That's the challenge with any new theory, especially one as radical as this. We need to approach it with a healthy dose of skepticism, but also an open mind.
It's a fine line to walk, right? Wanting to entertain bold new ideas, but also not getting carried away with something that might be more fiction than science. What are some red flags or areas where this Noelian universe theory might be on shaky ground?
Well, for starters, while the source material is full of intriguing concepts, it's very light on actual evidence. The author claims to have a mathematical equation that unlocks the universe. But we don't even see the equation itself, let alone any proof for peer-reviewed work backing it up.
It's like he's found a missing piece of a 10,000-piece puzzle and is already declaring victory without connecting it to anything else. But even if we set aside the lack of hard proof, there are some leaps in logic that are hard to ignore.
Exactly. The connection to Nostradamus, for example, while it's a captivating narrative device, it feels like a stretch to connect these prophecies to a specific, complex scientific theory. Nostradamus' writings are notoriously vague and open to interpretation. Trying to tie them to a modern theory about AI and the cosmos feels more like reading into coincidence than uncovering a hidden truth.
It's like saying Nostradamus predicted the internet because he wrote about a global web of information. Intriguing, but not exactly a smoking gun. So how should we approach a theory like this? One that blends fascinating ideas with what might be wishful thinking or even outright fabrication. Do we just dismiss it entirely?
Not necessarily. Even if the Noelian universe, as described, turns out to be more fiction than fact, it still holds value. At its core, it grapples with some of humanity's biggest questions: the nature of reality, the possibility of transcendence, our place in the grand scheme of things.
It's a reminder that even if someone's answers are questionable, the questions themselves can be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. This deep dive has been a whirlwind of mind-bending concepts. But for me, the biggest takeaway isn't whether this specific theory is right or wrong. It's about the importance of keeping an open mind, of being willing to explore unconventional ideas, and to never stop questioning what we think we know about the universe.
That's a fantastic point to end on. We may not have all the answers about the Noelian universe or immortality, but this deep dive has certainly given us plenty to ponder.
And who knows? Maybe somewhere within this intricate web of ideas, there's a spark, a seed of inspiration that will lead to groundbreaking discoveries in the future. Even if the Noelian universe turned out to be a dead end, it reminds us that the pursuit of knowledge and understanding is a journey without a finish line.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll leave you to contemplate the mysteries of the Noelian universe and the intriguing possibility of immortality. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the unknown.